Today in Raleigh, a lot going on at the General Assembly. Demonstrations outside, inside the General Assembly is debating a number of controversial bills. Back locally, the Chapel Hill Town Council has voted to put a $10 million affordable housing bond on the November ballot. But is that going to be anywhere close to enough to address the community's affordable housing issue? To talk about those and more, we've got Anna Richards here in the studio, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. Anna, good to be with you today.
Nice to see you.
So let's start with the affordable housing issue, since we've got a letter that you wrote on behalf of the NAACP to the Chapel Hill Town Council, talking about the affordable housing bond as a good first step, but not really enough to address the affordable housing issue overall. So what should people know about this issue as we get into the election season?
Couple things. One, we sent a letter to both Carborough. Carborough has a half-cent tax increase to the Affordable Housing Fund, and then Chapel Hill has the bond. So we sent letters and actually had a representative at the Chapel, at the Carborough Town Council meeting a couple weeks ago. Talk about that. There's so many issues with affordable housing.
Yeah.
You know, I have to stop and say which one first. When you use the term affordable, it's all relative, right? So for some people moving here from New York or California, you know, $500,000 house is very affordable.
Right,
they look
right
at it and they go, what a deal, right? and so when we talk about affordable housing, we're talking about maintaining a housing at a level where our policemen, our teachers, our firemen can afford to live in Chapel Hill, which today... that's not the case.
Right.
So one of the things that we wanted to do was really, in both communities, spell out the lack of availability. There's a huge gap between what's needed and what's out there. And then secondly, get to that issue around, are we really talking about affordable housing for mid-income people, lower mid-income people.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to try to spell out some of the things that are facing communities of color in particular, but it's not just communities of color. It's really a socioeconomic impact to our community. And we, of course, in Chapel Hill, we just had the Lake View, the mobile home issue. So we wanted to talk about that again. We have a lot of people right now facing displacement. So really wanting to remind our candidates, now elected officials, who all talked about affordable housing when they were running. I think there wasn't one candidate who wasn't in favor of affordable housing. To bring forth a few of those items so that we make sure that we're staying focused.
Yeah. So there's a lot to kind of juggle, as you said. There's this big market gap of close to 5,000 units, and that's for Orange County in general. You've got, as you mentioned, people being displaced out of mobile home parks, which is adding to that larger demand. You've got the condition of affordable housing in general, and we've had this issue with public housing, but housing in general that is kind of lower cost. You've got concerns about the conditions, and then whenever we talk about affordable housing, we're talking about it in terms of what's affordable to people who make a certain percentage below the area median income.
Right.
If you talk about 80% median income, you can afford this. Well, Chapel Hill and Carborough are getting to the point where the median income is so high that 80% of that still doesn't cover the police officer, the teacher, or the housekeeper at UNC, or anything else.
Right.
So that's a concern,
right,
too.
Right.
So, yeah.
And the other part of that is people talk about affordable housing in general. And
right,
one of the things
right.
that we want is to see some specific mm-hmm. plans for this bond. How is it going to be spent? Where is it going to have a real impact to the goals that we say we want and the town says it wants as well?
Mm-hmm.
And the impact, and this is interesting to me, not I haven't lived here very long, but the percentage of African Americans in Chapel Hill over the last 25 years has gone from 20 to 10%. That's mind-bogglingly significant number. So we've talked about this before in terms of the town really coming to grips with what are the implications of a less diverse town. And is this the town and the kind of town that we want?
Mm. Speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, chapelhillcarboroughnaacp.com for more information. So to wrap up this conversation, specific requests of the town council, we've got the affordable housing bond on the ballot. I know there was talk about 10 versus 15 million. They ended up putting 10. From the letter, it seems like they're still supporting voting for the bond, but then it's a question of what then happens next? What is the specific plan for the $10 million, assuming that it passes, and then beyond that, helping people who are being displaced, making sure that the conditions are well,
yeah,
are good.
And, you know, AWAS is proposing an increase.
Mm-hmm.
The county is likely to be proposing
right.
an increase.
Chapel Hill, too.
Chapel
yeah.
Hill is imposing the bond plus a tax increase.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's another issue that we can talk about at a later time. We're going to try to delve into this sum total of increase to people who are already in their homes. And so, again, when we talk about what kind of community do we want and who can afford to live here, these all have impacts to that. And we are seeing people leave,
mm-hmm.
not because they want to, but because they can't afford to live here.
Yep. What about what's going on in Raleigh with the General Assembly? What are we following most closely there?
I am very closely following that. Today, kind of keep your hands off our judicial system day at the legislature from a protester's mm-hmm. mind. So there's a big gathering of folks over at the state legislature this afternoon at 2 p.m. Reminding the lawmakers that we should have an independent judiciary and one that is fair, fairly elected. And so now, you know, there are a number of proposals being rumored about what the folks in Raleigh are thinking about doing with the judiciary, like more frequent elections.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up with judges who are in a perpetual election cycle. The fact that we no longer have Democrats and Republicans party identification for judges on the ballot, and we're going to end up with
or we do now, right? It's partisan now, isn't it?
Not going forward.
Not going forward.
So we're going to end up with 25 people on the ballot
mm-hmm.
and understanding who's who.
Oh, without the primaries.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Without
yep.
the primary.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep.
So there are issues, again.
As always,
in Raleigh, there's always something. But the independence of our courts, I think, is a direct response by the legislature to the court's ruling against the gerrymandering. So we can't defeat unfair courts by one way,
mm-hmm.
because the courts have ruled against them in every case. We'll just see if we can't fix the courts. So, pretty sad state of affairs.
Again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com, if you want more information about how to get involved with the local chapter. Upcoming events that people ought to know about?
On the 19th of June, we have our conversation on equity,
mm-hmm.
and invite folks to come out to that. That's at the Chapel Hill Public Library at 6:30 on the 19th. Those conversations now have been going on for 2 years, and it's a great opportunity to come and have, first of all, get informed, and then have some great dialogue as well. So
sounds
look
good.
Forward to that.
Again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com. Honor Richards, thank you so much.